Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to a Rare Drop podcast. Check us out at raredrop.co.
When your coffee is freshly roasted and ethically sourced, it's music to your ears. Shake up the way you wake up at kingscoastcoffee.com.
Welcome to episode 151, and this time I mean it, of Star Wars and Scotch. I'm Kevin, that's Tim.
Hey.
Did you know Five Nights at Freddy's was going straight to Peacock, by the way?
Oh man. I just played Security Breach, and I thought that was really fun.
It's in theaters and on Peacock at the same time. It's one of those releases.
Who has a subscription to Peacock?
I do.
Why?
Office.
Oh.
Wrestling.
Really? Like, you got a subscription service just for one show?
It's $6.
You see that Disney is upping the price again for Disney Plus?
Again. I'm locked in until the end of this year.
Yeah, same. So, but starting next year, it'll be like $130 a year.
I'm probably going to do the Hulu deal because that's my live TV.
Yeah, that's what I mean, that's what I have.
I'll probably do the Hulu deal with ESPN. Plus, with ESPN, then I can watch the Islanders.
That's what I have. And yeah, I have the ESPN Plus bundle. It's really good.
I got the inaugural Disney Plus.
No, it was $1 or whatever.
Yeah, it's like $3 or something, mm-hmm. And I paid it up front, so I haven't paid for Disney Plus yet, except for the first time, so. Now, I love Cable 2.0, by the way, let me tell you.
Yeah, it's something, dude.
Stupid, mm-hmm. All these subscription services.
Yeah.
I was going to cancel Netflix, but then I lose Seinfeld, Tim. What am I going to do?
Not watch Seinfeld?
What, are you crazy? How will I cope with life?
There's other shows out there. You touch grass.
Seinfeld.
You can touch grass. It's the smoke office. Grass.
And it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That's it.
Yeah, but Always Sunny is on Hulu.
Yeah, they're all on three different platforms. I hate it. The only one I haven't subscribed to is Paramount, but now Danielle's like, I want to watch Yellowstone. I'm like, another service. Another one?
Man, this is.
And then I'll watch Halo, and then I'll get mad that Halo was terrible.
Why would you watch Halo?
Because I'll have Paramount and I'll have to watch it to know why everyone hates it, because that's how my mind works.
This is where I feel like it's a great time to start playing the Pirates of the Caribbean theme song. Just might be time to bring out some old skills, Kevin.
Did you see the house in California? Their Halloween decoration is literally a walkthrough of Pirates of the Caribbean.
So it's not so much the money part of it, like when people like spend lots of money like on Halloween decor. For me, where my head goes is, where are you going to store all that?
That's a good point.
You know, like, do you put that back in your attic or do you put it in your garage? But if you like, if you have all of these decorations for a holiday that you really only are allowed to celebrate once, you can't, like, it's really awkward to put your Halloween horror house. Poof. It's early.
I'm sure there's a Halloween whorehouse in all fairness.
It might be a Halloween whorehouse too. But like, to put up your horror house, man, it sounds a lot like whorehouse. Sorry, guys. Horror house. Like in the beginning of October, that's awkward. So you have to wait until later on to get your decorations out so you don't look like the weirdo in the neighborhood. And then you only have like 2 weeks to like really enjoy it. Like, Halloween sucks. It's really what I'm getting to. It's like the Halloween decor.
But then
decor.
They're going to fire back at you that Christmas is the same thing.
No.
People go nuts for Christmas.
Yes.
With decorations.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
I do the LED lights. I have up lighting in my front yard that I just swapped the filters out for different colors. I changed my doorbell sound.
He does.
And then I do icicle lights, and that's it. On the outside.
Yeah. Everyone tells me that I'm really edgy and I'm a dark lord and all that stuff, but I don't like Halloween.
I don't like Halloween either. Mm. Sorry.
Sorry. Welcome to Star Wars and Scotch.
But anyway, I'm going to watch Five Nights at Freddy's this weekend. But the problem was it was supposed to debut on Saturday, or Friday. But they pushed it back to 3 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Ew.
So now I got to watch it Saturday night.
You want to have a sleepover?
Yeah, you want to do a little tent with a flashlight and watch Five Nights at Freddy's?
On, and we could get scared watching Five Nights
at
Freddy's.
We could do it in your yard. You have a TV back there.
Oh, true. Yeah.
We'll get a little tent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
I like where this is going. They're going to hold our feet to the fire. That's content. The problem, even though we're kidding.
Honestly, though, that could actually be really fun.
You want to do a sleepover vlog, Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah, but then we go back to our beds and you go home. Like, we watch the movie and then we don't sleep in a tent.
So you want to vlog us hanging out watching the movie in your yard, not necessarily a sleepover, in our pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to inform you that my pajamas are my underwear, though.
That's fine. That doesn't bother me.
I just your neighbors. I don't want to bother them either.
That'd be fine.
All right.
We've got privacy shutters like on our screen, so they won't even see you.
Fair.
They'll just see a silhouette of you.
Just me, nature, and Tim. Sounds good. Well, before we go any further, we just want to remind you, King's Coast Coffee. The holidays are almost here. To the people asking about Coco, the answer is yes to all of the questions you have asked. Yes, there's Coco. Yes, there's reserved Coco. Yes, it's coming soon. No, it's not available. That's the only no. It will be available soon. But we have to get through spooky season, which ends next week. So we're going to round that out, and then we will begin the holiday push from King's Coast Coffee.
Can you believe that it's already a holiday again? Like, that's nuts.
Yeah, life goes very fast when you get older, and I hate that. When you're a child, it felt like the summer lasted forever, and now it's like, oh, the year's over. That was cool. I don't know. I don't know, Tim.
Ready for 2024? I feel like 2023 was pretty intense.
It's all the same at this point.
It just keeps on getting... I feel like every year has just been kind of just like the bar just goes up a little bit higher.
Yeah.
It's like, what's going to happen this year? You know, like 2020 was a nice catalyst for it all, and 2021 got a little bit shittier. And 2022 got a little bit crappier. 2023's okay.
2020 and 2021 were two of the worst years in the history of humanity.
I feel like that could be subjective.
I said of the worst. I know we didn't have the Black Plague. I know there's, you know, a lot of other things that were worse. But it ranks up to top 25?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think that's fair.
Not even years, like... time periods, top 25. Come
sure.
On.
Like, yeah. I mean, like, it can go up there. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's fair.
Yeah. Top 25. So, and definitely the worst of our lifetime. But also, our lifetime has been dominated by tragedy and historical events, and I'm tired of it.
Can we just have our Star Wars and chill, please?
Yeah. That's it. That's it. I want to, you know. Something always happening. So kingscoastcoffee.com. Make sure you're keeping an eye out for all the holiday stuff and the end to the spooky season stuff. But kingscoastcoffee.com. GCX tickets are available. You missed the 20% off sale, and that's the best sale of the year, unfortunately. There will be more in the future, but if you want to secure your spot at GCX, you can go to gcxevent.com/tickets. The work is being done behind the scenes to plan next year's event, and it's shaping up to be another banger.
Yeah.
GCXevent.com. One thing I would like to clarify again, that top tier ticket you see, the new one, that is not for the pool party. The pool party will be a separate thing, and that is completely up to you all. That was unofficial, and you can have another pool party to your heart's desire. This is a separate thing. So GCXevent.com/tickets. Boom,
you did it. Great job, Kevin.
I did
that
it.
That was great. You did it. Yay, Kevin. Great ad read.
Let me take this.
What a weird intro for today's show.
Want to talk about Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah, it was just kind of weird. It all progressed kind of strangely, but hey, we know we made it. We're here.
Hey, Tim and I may be trying to stretch the Star Wars talk out because there's not a ton of
man. It's rough right now, Kevin, and we haven't like we haven't really solidified our plans for comic books.
Yeah,
we really need to figure that out.
We are so busy, and the problem is Tim and I kind of work. We don't work opposite schedules.
No, we work by the time both of us.
No, not really, because we're both working during the day.
Yeah, but we're doing different types of work.
Exactly. So when I get off, because sometimes we'll be like, hey, let's hop on Discord and play a video game. This is once in a blue moon. And the last thing Tim and Ben want to do is play a video game after they've done it for like 9 hours that day. It's the first thing I want to do because it's nice and chill and relaxing for me. So opposite perspectives on things like that. Tim did try and teach me how to play Magic.
Yeah, I came over to your house the other day. And
but child aggro ruined that. So.
Oh, man.
I think we got through 4 or 5 turns.
Yeah, I got through like 4 or 5 turns. You got the gist of it.
Yeah, yeah, it's just learning cards and all that stuff.
Kyler can recognize the magic cards. So he's like, "Daddy, are you playing Magic?" I'm like, "Yeah, yeah." And he's like, "Can I help?" I'm like, "Can you read the card?" And he looks at it, he's like, "I can't read the card." Like, then you can't play Magic yet.
I came back after we walked you guys out, and Hunter had dumped all the cards on the table and was looking at each and every one of them.
Oh no, those are not sleeved.
No, I need to get sleeves. So that's my next purchase. He's very interested in. On the Magic note, Magic announced this week that Marvel and them are doing a collaboration, which shocked me.
Yeah, because Lorcana.
Yeah. So this deal might have been in development before Lorcana, or because Lorcana is owned by, I think the company's Ravensburger, I think is the name of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a licensing deal with Disney.
Could be. Yeah, if it's not coming from Disney direct, then that's just
an IP. Yeah, the company's called Ravensburger, to my knowledge. So with that, it opens the door.
Yeah.
And, go ahead.
I feel like it would be a no-brainer to see a Star Wars Magic the Gathering set. But at the same time, you've got two trading card games for Star Wars right now. So what does that mean? Because if we have Marvel, and it's going to be a multi-year partnership. Like this, it's not just going to be like one commander deck and they're done. It seems like from what I saw from the briefing, is that it's going to be a multi-year partnership that starts in 2025. So we still have time.
Mm-hmm.
Does that give Lorcana time to get their Marvel stuff out?
I believe Lorcana Phase 2 was announced.
But then also, what is the Star Wars trading card game that comes out next year?
That's called.
It was at TwitchCon. They had it playable.
Star Wars Unlimited.
Yeah, there it is.
Global launch March 8th. We're gonna play that, right?
Yeah, as long as like the mechanics are fun.
Only one way to find out.
Well, I don't know if they've put anything out about it. Have they done any teasers for it? Oh, they look just like Magic cards.
I don't see any of the cards. Oh, here we go. View news. I like the art.
Yeah, it's like really like it's. Yeah, I mean it's got this Magic vibe to it. Here's a tactic card. A friendly Imperial unit deals damage equal to its power to a unit. Then another friendly Imperial unit deals damage equal to its power to the same unit. Oh, that's gross. Darth Vader, he attack, you may deal 2 damage to a unit. I'll have to learn what all the different things in the cards mean. It looks interesting.
Lorcana's second, or I don't know what you call it. What do you call them when a special comes out in a card game? Because they had Chapter 1, which is the launch, and now next month they have Rise of the Floodborn. As an Illumineer, you'll wield 6 magic inks to summon glimmers of Disney care. I wonder if Lorcana is just going to remain Disney animation and they're not going to include Star Wars and Marvel. But I feel like that's such a miss for them.
I think it's a miss, too. I don't know.
So wouldn't it make more sense that they would then just give out the licensing deals?
Yes.
Especially if your goal, think about Disney. What's your goal? Your goal is brand awareness, reminder that they exist.
Sorry, I'm also looking at these cards at the same time. I found the Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader cards. I guess they've been doing like a tour. So a bunch of people have like posted pictures of like the decks and like as they're playing.
Do we know who's making it?
I'm looking. Oh, it's yeah, it's 1v1, so you can't do like groups. There's no like commander mode. There's no like EDH. There's nothing like we can get like multiple people together.
It's probably more like Hearthstone.
So the publisher is Fantasy Flight Games.
We should get in touch with them.
They have made Arkham Horror, the card game, Star Wars Imperial Assault, Mansions of Madness, Star Wars Rebellion, Twilight Imperium 4th Edition, and Marvel Champions, the card game. So they've already made a Marvel card game. Interesting. Yeah. I mean, like, I'll definitely check it out. I mean, like, it'd be silly not to check it out, especially with after playing so much Magic over the last couple of weeks. I'll check it out.
I'm curious if it's like Hearthstone.
I personally, just because I'm just so invested in Magic, like, it. Seeing this, I'm kind of like, do I want to play another card game? Because it's not going to be the same rules. It's not going to be the same flow. It's all going to be kind of awkward. So I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, there's like resources. I'm not sure how the resource cards work because they're all face down. But I would assume you need X amount of resource in order to summon or to cast, your units and things like that. So it seems pretty simple. It looks kind of like a Pokemon.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
We'll give it a go. We'll give it a whirl, Kevin. We'll give it a review. We'll see if it's worth a damn.
I do want to get into Lorcana too, just because it's something.
What about Lorcana? What about Lorcana is attractive to you?
It's a bit more simplified, and I'm a Hearthstone guy. That's like the only card game that I've really. I did like the Elder Scrolls card game. I can't remember the name of it. That one was fun, but like I didn't like Gwent. I wasn't a Gwent fan.
Yeah, Gwent, I didn't really get into.
Magic, I could get into. I could tell. It's just going to take time. I need to just keep playing. And, you know, like you said, I could see the appeal of like, I don't give a shit if I win or lose. It's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, winning is fun. But I see the appeal like when you told me, like, I haven't won a game yet, but I'm having a blast. So,
yeah,
you know, I think that the fun of Magic is the deck building.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
With Lorcana, it's definitely something I could, like, if you try to sit down with me and try and teach, like, let's say Hunter, it's just not going to happen.
No.
But Lorcana, he plays Hearthstone on my iPad.
Oh, I see.
So it'd be a piece of cake to sit down and play a game with him. You know, and then the other one, as she gets older, she's going to want to do the same thing he does. So it's just an opportunity to have a game that I could play with them, you know, for fun. Plus, we're Disney fans, so it'd be fun to collect those cards, too. So kind of that's my interest in it. But Magic, I totally see the appeal of the deck building. It's just learning the game. You know, like Rob, when I was sending Rob the messages and he was like, oh, Elvish Piper is actually a card from an old set.
They call it reprints.
Yeah, and they just give it the Lord of the Rings flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So he was saying that's such a good card and things like that. So I understand the idea, and I do like the IP aspect, like the Jurassic Park ones look fun and whatnot. So I do see it. I need to play a lot more to really get into it. But Lorcana seems like something you just jump in. You just buy a couple packs and you're in.
Yeah.
So yeah. I spent years playing Hearthstone. It was like my sit on the couch game with my iPad.
Mm-hmm.
That was what I used to just sit on the couch when I lived in New York and play Hearthstone if Danielle was using the TV or something. So good times.
There is a homemade Star Wars card game called Star Wars The Gathering, and they have decks made, and it follows all of the Magic the Gathering mechanics. It's just someone went through and made like cards for Star Wars, and then you can download the images and then you could like print them onto cardstock, or you can just play it online and you don't have to have a physical copy of your cards if you don't want to. but it's called Star Wars The Gathering. It looks really sick, not gonna lie. Kind of like,
you wanna try that now?
There's a card called, it's a creature card, creature beast called the Loyal Tauntaun. It costs one planes and two mana to cast. And if you tap it with a land card, you can sacrifice Loyal Tauntaun and regenerate target creature. That's so cool. They've got Womp Rat. They've got X-Wing. It doesn't have flying. It has space flight. So it has space flight. This creature can only block or be blocked by creatures with space flight. I love that. That's so sick.
You're if you're listening, you should see Tim's face while he's reading this.
Yeah, because it's just like joy. They look really good. Like the artwork on it, it looks like Wizards of the Coast did this. Here's a sorcery card called Battle Tactics. Creatures you control get a +2/+1 and gain lifelink until end of turn. That's gross. I love that. There is a Gungan card called Condemn. It's an instant card. It is Bosnes standing behind Jar Jar, casting him out. And it says, put target attacking creature on the bottom of its owner's library. Its controller gains life equal to its toughness. That's cool. You just get to exile the card and send it back to the bottom of the library. This is sick. This is actually like really, really well done.
That's very up your alley.
Yes, this is called Star Wars The Gathering. And you can download these images and you can print them out and make your own decks. Sick. Anywho.
Are you over Warhammer now?
No, it's been a lot easier to play with other people. Whereas like Warhammer is a commitment, and it's a lot of time, and there's only a handful of people that like really are interested in it. But like Magic, like all of our streamer friends are playing Magic.
Yes.
So from a content perspective, and for chat, there's a lot more people who can understand Magic that can sit down and understand Warhammer. Like when you are doing for Lupo, for example, he plays Tau. Tau does a lot of shooting. They have a bunch of rerolls. They have all these like abilities. And so like when Ben will do something and it's like, I've got 59 die that I have to cast. And it's just like, holy crap. And you've got to do all this math. And so you start just losing people. But when you sit down and do Magic, like everyone understands the mechanics. They understand, okay, no matter what kind of deck you're playing, you can understand the roles. You can understand what's going to happen. I think just
also
like
because it's written on the card.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't have to like go to a codex, and then you don't have to go to like another page. You know, like I don't need five web browsers open with all of the Magic rules. I literally have like sometimes I'll have one window open to go for quick checks on certain keywords. So like if I forgot like what haste does, or if I could forget like what vigilance is or whatever. Most of the time it's on the card, but sometimes it's not. So sometimes you have to just go check real quick. But like that's really it. Like I don't need to do homework before I play Magic, which is nice.
Yeah.
So like I like Warhammer. It's fun. I can see why more people enjoy doing the building the models and painting them versus playing. Because there's a lot of people who do that. A lot of people love Warhammer, but they just love the creativeness of it, being able to like make the units their own and things like that.
Yeah. I hear you.
So I mean, like, I mean, we could still try the Star Wars tabletop game if you want. Give that a shot, but I think card games are the way to go, Kevin.
I mean, you know, if
card games are real, and they're coming back.
If we can stick to our retirement plan, we can do it all. So,
yeah, let's go, chop chop.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm working on it too. Doing everything I can. Trust me. I would love to sit around, play video games, board games, card games, and travel the world.
Yes.
That's how I would like the latter half of my life to be. And still do this, because I'd still do Star Wars and Scotch, because this has no bearing on how much money's in my bank account. This is fun.
If only we could make money off of this, though.
I mean, we could. We have the numbers to. We just need some folks to come to the table. So if you're out there and you're interested in sponsoring Star Wars and Scotch, and you would like, now this is not listens, but this is the amount of impressions we get monthly. But if you would like 600 to 800,000 people to see your product over the course of a week, come talk to Tim and I. We'd be more than happy to work with you and give you a phenomenal price. So that would include all clips and everything. Your logo or something would be included in that. There's my. You Boom. Know what? That's a great time to say, let's take a break and play the canned ads that come with our platform that we stream our podcast on. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. So another bit of news. We knew this was in the works. But it's exciting if you are a fan of old Star Wars video games. But Dark Forces Remaster release date is February 28th, 2024. I think that works for you, Tim. That's usually a dead time of year.
Yeah.
It'll play. I know you said you don't really remember it. You probably did play it. But it will play like the Warhammer game that you played.
Yeah, it's this. That game came out in the prime time of Doom, Duke Nukem, yep. Quake. Heck, even do you remember the video game that came in the cereal box, and was it Chex?
Sounds right.
And you play as the Chex guy, and it's literally mm-hmm. Doom.
Yep, I remember that.
Same time, like it's that everybody was doing the 2D, 3D first person shooter.
The best corporate video game that came with something was Burger King Sneaking.
Yes.
That game was phenomenal.
Yes.
Sneaking is one of the best, like, corporate, here's a video game for your stupid whatever ever made. Burger King Sneaking to this day holds up.
There was a lot of video games that were coming out from companies because they were trying to get in on it.
Domino's had the Noid mm-hmm. video game. There was a bunch. Here's the things. First of all, Kyle Katarn, we'll just say that because that's awesome about this game. This is also the birth of the Dark Trooper project yes. that we would later really see mm-hmm. in Mandalorian. That's from this game.
Yep.
As far as specs go, it is in 4K and 120 FPS.
Ooh.
PC, PlayStation 4, 5, Xbox One, and Series XS. Advanced 3D rendering enables realistic lighting and atmospheric effects. Modern gamepad support adds a new weapon wheel, rumble, and motion gyro controls. Trophies and achievements on Windows PC via Steam, PlayStation, and Xbox consoles for you completionists. So, good upgrades. I'm yeah. looking at the art now. It looks like they did brush up the cutscene art, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. It's still very much so like true to how I remember it looking.
Yeah, and unless you're going to remake the entire game, you do have to, you know, leave it to an extent.
Right.
Which, don't get me wrong, a Dark Forces action remake of FPS in with modern graphics would be sweet.
Yeah, that would be wild.
I think let's get through the other remake first, and then we can talk about the other Star Wars remakes, because we got one that they owe us.
Yeah, we're still waiting to hear on Respawn's other Star Wars project.
Which they're hiring positions for.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was in my Star Wars news feed this morning. Mm-hmm. I didn't put it in our notes, but Respawn is hiring for the finale of the Jedi trilogy. So.
Interesting.
There you go. I know someone left, a writer or someone big left to go work on another project, so it left a bit of a void there, but they are hiring positions for it. But yeah, so Dark Forces is February 28th, 2024. I'll probably pick it up, to be honest.
Play it.
Because one of my favorite things to do is when they release these games, some of them are duds. Some of them I go back and I'm like, this, I don't know, doesn't work now. This one would probably still work for me. Like Republic Commando when it was reissued on Switch.
Yeah, how was that? I didn't play it.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It just felt so nostalgic I'm and sure. good.
Yeah.
I still maintain that you could take the concept of Republic Commando and make a really, really sweet Bad Batch game. I'm just saying.
Or like a Star Wars extraction shooter. Like, that'd be sick. Right?
Tim.
Right? And the whole, like, coming back as a clone would make sense. Like, if you die, you just take on another clone. Like,
or just put an extraction mode in Outlaws.
No. Stop. Stop. No, we need a proper, like, the game is the extraction shooter. No, no, because Outlaws is Red Dead. And, like a completely different style game. I don't think you'd ever get as intense as, like, the intensity that you need for it to be an attractive extraction shooter. I don't think you'd ever achieve that.
No, no. It's, I mean, on the subject, I do hope Division 3 has some semblance of Dark Zone, extraction shooter, and what was that mode called? Survival?
Yes.
That would be, I mean, essentially Survival was an extraction shooter, right?
It was, yeah. It was an extraction shooter before, like, extraction shooters were a thing. I mean, like, technically, I mean, like, I guess you could say that Division is an extraction shooter if you're in the Dark Zone, but it's not the same. It's different.
I didn't love Dark Zone PvP.
I didn't either. It was cheesy.
I mean, we were assholes in the first one, and we would go four stack into Dark Zone and find people playing by themselves and lure them into traps and then kill them and take all their stuff.
I was not a part of that.
No, no, you weren't.
That's rude.
No, this was. Yeah, I mean, we were bored. everyone's like, Kevin griefed? Yes, I've been griefed thousands of times in video games. It was my turn. We used to call it transient hunting.
I like that. It's good.
Yeah, there's clips on my old Twitch channel if you want to go back and look.
You streamed?
What?
I'm kidding.
I did?
Streamed to what?
Hold on. I'll do it to them again. They get so mad because every time I change something, maybe I'll stream again. I'm going to get so many messages now. One day I'm going to hit go live and they're all going to be like, oh, is he actually live? And then I'll just.
You should put the hang in there, baby image.
No, no. I'm going to screen cap your stream while you're live.
Oh, good. Yeah. I like that. Even
do
more
my
exposure.
Starting soon, and then just go straight to Tim's stream.
Perfect. Even more exposure.
Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/darkness
or twitch.tv/darkness49.
Dude, what if I do that on April Fool's?
Oh, that would be really funny. That'd be
I
good.
Might do that. Okay, they'll forget by then. So a Star Wars extraction shooter would be interesting because you could almost frame it like think of it if you did it on like Cantobite as it was. Like Hunger Games style.
Yeah.
And it was or what if you did it with Trandoshans hunting you on that one planet that they have their they drop people on and then do the hunt?
Oh, well then that would be like that would turn into like an isometric survival game. Like you what's the one where you get chased by Nicolas Cage is in it. Dead by Daylight? Dead by Daylight. Be like that. Or like Evolve. Where like you'd have like one like Trandoshan that would be like chasing you and like you'd have to like hide.
Well, what if the Trandoshans, I'm trying to say it correctly for a guy who's going to come after me for saying it wrong. What if the Trandoshans are like scavs in Tarkov?
Oh, that'd be scary.
And you don't know if they're players or NPCs.
See, I could get on board with that.
What if?
That'd be sick. Someone has to end up make a Star Wars extraction shooter. There's no way it doesn't happen. We never got a Star Wars VR. So
what if that's just one map and you do that, and then you could do another one with the Zygerian slave traders?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Someone needs to hire me and Tim to really do the creative development for your Star Wars extraction game.
There's got to be somebody working on something like that. There's no way.
If they are, phone call, please. Tim and I would be more than happy to.
I'd spend some time on that. That could be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying. Zygerian slave traders, Trandoshans. There's plenty of other horrible races out there that you could easily. Did you know Sid from Bad Batch is a Trandoshan?
Yeah.
I did not. She doesn't look like one.
What do you mean?
I thought she was some other reptilian alien species. What and then other? I was on the wiki. It's a very big galaxy, Tim.
Yeah, but she looks very Trandoshan.
She's the wrong shape.
Are you being a sizist right now?
No, I'm just saying most of the Trandoshans you see are very lanky and thin and have huge limbs.
So because she's short and fat, you think that she can't be a Trandoshan?
And tiny limbs.
Maybe she has a defect.
Well, then good on her for rising above her defect and becoming a crime lord.
Mm-hmm.
I love Sid, and Rhea Perlman as Sid is amazing because I love Cheers.
Do you think we'll end up with a better season of Bad Batch, or do you think they're kind of like done with that right now?
This is the finale. It's over after the season.
But like, do you think we're going to get a better season, or do you think it's kind of just like, eh?
I think the formula is there, and I think you're still going to get your filler episodes. I do think they were smart to release them two episodes at a time, though. So I think as long as they do that and don't make us wait, like they released the first three episodes or four, and then they did two episodes. Then they were doing single, and then they did two.
Yeah.
I just prefer they do two at a time. That way it's an 8-week run like most Star Wars shows.
I just and did not like the... I didn't like the
some
whole...
Some of those episodes, when you release them one at a time, is just... It's too slow.
I did not like the formula of the gang goes on a vacation.
When they went to that one planet?
They were there for like half the season.
Yeah.
So, I like Bad Batch, and I really enjoy the characters. It's just that season, we didn't learn anything about Omega.
Well, we learned she has a twin, but we didn't learn that until the final 10 seconds.
We knew she had a twin. We knew that there was an alpha, and we knew that was Boba Fett.
Well, no, the
oh the oh that in, oh you're talking about the Dr. Pershing, not Pershing's, but
Pershing's assistant.
Was it Dr. Pershing?
No, Pershing's from Mandalorian.
Yeah, that's what I was like. That's not right.
Oh my god, his name's on the tip of my tongue.
The evil guy. Anyways, her assistant,
Hemlock.
Dr. Hemlock's assistant was a variant of Omega,
right?
Or is it another female clone?
She could be the variant of Omega just with the advanced clone aging, not with Omega's. Omega is like Boba, where she ages naturally.
Right, yeah. But then the other thing we couldn't figure out is Omega Force sensitive? Because season one definitely made it seem like that. But then season two, yeah, it was like nothing. So I'm still very torn.
I mean, in Ahsoka, apparently everyone can just...
Everyone can be a Jedi!
Yeah, we're back to that.
I'm so over that.
That's actually Legends lore, which I find ironic with people getting mad, is if you figure out how to use the Force, you can use it.
It just feels like, what about the midichlorian counts and all of that crap?
But that's why Disney introduced midichlorians, was to erase that from people's memories now, and give people a reason.
And now, it seems like M count doesn't matter.
I don't know.
I'm so confused. It's just like... I want to love Star Wars so much. And then there's just like little things where I'm like, ooh.
I mean, you kind of have to call out things when things happen.
Yeah.
So if you don't, are you really a true fan? Now, it's not licensed to shit on every single last thing.
No.
And that's the other thing is, I don't, at what point are you not a Star Wars fan when you don't like what's happening?
True.
Anyway, but yeah, anyone can use the Force, according to the Ahsoka show. So I'm still not a fan of that. Sorry, you're not going to convince me otherwise. I really thought the story of her not being able to use the Force was far stronger for character development than just letting her throw Ezra across that gap. I think it would have been cooler if Ezra really tapped into the Force.
Oh, and he just like freaking pushed himself off and went flying. Yeah, that would have been sick because been on that planet for like forever, and he's been practicing and honing his skills and becoming like the best Jedi possible. That would have been great.
Yep. And I think you've now watered down Sabine as a character and her ability to overcome her mental state and her ability to work through something regardless. I think it would have been way more powerful if she had to come to grips with the fact that she was not connected to the Force in that way. But now, you know, cool. Now you've watered down Grogu on top of that. So I'm a little annoyed at that. Everything else about Ahsoka I loved. That part, not a fan.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm still kind of bitter about that.
But we'll both watch it, and we both love the show.
I know, and we were saying that before we went live, is that Star Wars feels very boring without shows. I hate it. Like, I'm excited for the new book coming out. Like, the new Phase 3 book looks cool.
Yeah, I have the Eye of Darkness. There's an excerpt out if you want to read it. I know last week we said we did not have a release date for you, but we went and we did our homework, if I can find it, because I lost it in all of the Lorcana stuff now.
Look what you did. Look what you did.
I did. I lost it. It's down here somewhere. There it is. I found it. November 14th, and it's available for pre-order. Ironically, I saw this after our episode last week, and I went, oh, okay. And I went on my Audible app, and I was like, pre-order, and it wouldn't let me pre-order. And I'm like, what the hell? Yeah. You know why it wouldn't let me pre-order?
Why?
Because I had already pre-ordered it a few months ago.
There it is.
So, former Kevin.
Good job, former or past Kevin.
Yeah, he knew what was up.
Yep. And,
you know, he did me a solid, so... pre-order Eye of Darkness. It's a really cool cover too, with Markeon sitting on some, it looks like he's back on that home planet of his where it's ice and snow.
Yes.
Or he could be in no space with, and that could be space behind him on the cover. Not sure. But either way, he has Loden Greatstorm's lightsaber open. So Markeon's cool. I'm excited. Hopefully we at some point get to see a live action version of Markeon.
Talking like this.
Oh, I am ready to use the leveler again.
I'm going to murder all of you in this room.
Yeah, that's really good.
Love Markeon.
Sorry, Mark, I'm going to take your job. I will be the voice of Markeon Rowe now.
I am Markeon Rowe now.
Right.
I could do it.
So yeah. You could. Was that period where we were like, let's get into voice acting.
I still want to do that.
It's just, it's very difficult to do streaming and voice acting.
Yeah.
Ask Duck Sauce, because the only reason he's streaming right now is because there's a strike.
Yeah. Oh, he's back streaming? I didn't know he was back streaming.
Oh, he's been streaming World of Warcraft for like 4 months. I watch him all the time.
Nice.
You don't even have to watch Duck Sauce. You just have to listen to him sit here and talk like this and do all of his impressions. And ha ha, I died again in Warcraft Hardcore. Ha 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 ha. Do you remember when he was on the GCX marathon and he read Goodnight Moon as Morgan Freeman?
Oh, Goodnight Moon. No.
It was so good.
Goodnight Clock. Goodnight Mouse.
Yes, I forget. I think when he hit 10 or 15,000, he read it as Morgan
Freeman.
That's
a great idea.
So good.
Yeah, I'm solid.
So there's a rumor going around. This comes from comicbookmovie.com, which I know a lot of you go, that's not a good source, but it's a rumor, so we'll entertain it for funsies.
That's not a good source.
Charmaine Obaid Shenoy's Star Wars movie, the one Rey is supposed to be in. Now, this says Rey-focused. Mm-hmm. Disney has already confirmed that it will not be Rey-focused, that she's just a character in the movie. So already,
they really didn't make up their mind.
Yeah. Well, this is comic book.
That's not a good source.
Sorry, I forgot.
Anyway, so what we're exploring is the evolution of the Jedi, according to Kathleen Kennedy. That's what she told Empire back when the project was first announced. We're moving 15 years after Rise of Skywalker. We know all of this. The title of the movie allegedly, ironically, might be called Star Wars: A New Beginning.
Oh, God.
Tell you why this makes sense to me. Everyone didn't love 7, 8, or 9 for one reason or another. Now, this happened with the prequel trilogies as well. Your hardcore fans back then didn't like 1, 2, and 3. Tim grew up with the prequel trilogy, so you like them because they're those are the movies you grew up with, right?
I'm sorry?
The prequel trilogies?
You said I what?
You do like the prequel trilogies, right?
The prequel trilogy, the one with Jar Jar Binks in them.
1, 2, 3. Well, you don't like Jar Jar.
And you think I like them?
I know you like 3.
I tolerate them.
Okay, so Tim's not a good example. There are plenty of other people that are probably younger than Tim that liked that because that was their Star Wars movies that came out when they were a kid.
Yeah, no, I grew up watching the original trilogy. Like, that was my thing.
So then we're going to have another generation whose kids now who are going to like the sequel trilogy because that's going to be the Star Wars they got to watch too, in addition to all of
probably
the whole story.
Yeah,
it makes sense to me that they would be like, this is a new beginning, we're starting a new trilogy, we've heard all your feedback, we've heard everything. Mm-hmm. Now this again could be clickbait article and a dumb, stupid name that kind of makes sense. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on Star Wars: A New Beginning. For I'm not going to say Episode 10 because they're saying it's not a trilogy; it's just a movie and all that stuff. But I'd be curious to hear what you think.
I don't understand why. Like, really? Like, we should just let it be, let it lie. Like, we could go do the ninth Jedi movie, like I've been saying for a long time now, because that is
the
perfect start. Or go really far in the past, do a Dawn of the Jedi movie, or focus on the Old Republic, or something. Like, can we just stop? I don't see the point. I'm very much so over the current timeline that we find ourselves in. Like, I don't think we need a continuously linear progression of time when it comes to, like, okay, we ended on Episode 9. The Emperor's been destroyed. Rey had her happy ending. She finally figured out who she was supposed to be. All of those things. Sick. We had closure. It's done. Why do we need to pick back up with Rey and go through an entire new story with her? Like, I like Daisy. I think she's a great actress. I like Rey as a character. But, like, we've extinguished the Emperor. That's done. Rey's going to go start her own Jedi Academy, her own school. Is there going to be enough meat on the bone to have a fun trilogy with this character? It's constantly like picking up the pieces with the Jedi. Like, now, like, going from Episode 4 all the way to Episode 9, it's just like this constant like picking up of the pieces. At what point it feels like it's just rehashed content. But I feel like if you clean the slate and you're able to, you know, pick up somewhere where we've never been to, I think, like, that's why the High Republic is so interesting. It's because it's a time that we've never been to before. I'm more so excited about that. And Episode 10 does not get me excited.
I don't know if it's going to be Episode 10. It might just be a...
Or whatever this continuation of Rey's story. I just don't know if there's enough to keep me intrigued. I'm sure I'm 100% wrong. I'm sure the writers could pull something amazing, and it would be fantastic. It's just like, for me, I feel like we continue to go. We said we were done with the Skywalker saga, and we continue to extend the Skywalker saga. So I don't know. I'm just kind of done.
And I still haven't gotten a Revan movie.
Yeah, again, there are so many other really interesting characters and places that we could go to that I think we could make cinematic content over, and it'd be good.
You know who doesn't want a Revan movie?
Who?
TikTok.
Why?
They do not want a Revan movie.
Why?
Because the last time I mentioned it, I looked at the comments, and that was a mistake.
I don't understand why they wouldn't want an Old Republic Revan movie. A Revan and Malak movie would be sick.
Because the contingent of fans that like to hate everything and don't look at anything objectively, if it has Disney's name on it, it's automatically bad. And they don't look at anything objectively. I'm not talking about disagreeing with people about things I like and things I don't. These are the people that just hate everything because it's not Episode 4, 5, and 6 or, you know, Tartakovsky's Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Those people don't believe that a Revan movie will be done well. And I hate to break it to them that even if a Revan movie was made before the Disney acquisition, you still would have thought it wasn't done well because it's not going to be a one-to-one of the original game.
Yeah.
No adaptation from a book to a movie, from a game to a movie, whatever it is ever a one-to-one. Never, ever, ever. And that's just the reality of the situation. So either you can try and enjoy something on screen. The Lord of the Rings movies are some of the best movies of our generation. And they are far from a one-to-one of the books. Yeah. So far. Couldn't be more far. But they're still great movies. So at some point, you do have to separate and understand that if you are going to bring something to the screen,
yep,
that it's going to change fundamentally.
Harry Potter is another great example.
Harry Potter. There's no who's the ghost that roams the hallways that gets into trouble all the time.
Peeves.
They filmed scenes with him. It was supposed to be Rick Mile. He never made it into the movie.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wild.
You can YouTube him filming scenes. So I mean, there's just never a one-to-one, and you can't expect it to be, and it's not fair that you hold it to that standard that it wouldn't do it justice.
Yeah.
It depends. I would say rather than who funds it, it would depend more who directs it and who writes it. Like, save your judgment for that. For me, you know, JJ did us a disservice in the sequel trilogy by not doing all three.
Yeah, I would agree. I think him leaving definitely created a lot of disconnect, and there was a lack of continuity across the movies because of that action. Unfortunately. Yep. And it's just like, and that's the other thing too, is like, if you notice, like with Harry Potter movies, like when the directors change, the movie feels different. Like, yep. there's no continuity across all eight movies because directors changed for a lot of them. Like, I think some of the directors stayed for some of them, but yeah, for the most part, you've got a handful of directors all, you know, putting their vision of what they think it would look like or how it would play. That's gotta be wild. I mean, what a roller coaster.
Yeah, and you know, it's the same people that will yell, "We need Starkiller in Ahsoka," and then the second Starkiller showed up, "This is not how I wanted Starkiller to be."
Yeah,
and you can't, it's just the expectations. Like, do you want him or not? Well, no, I need it to be a 1-to-1 adaptation of both video games. Well, you're not going to get that. So, I don't know. The one thing I do want Disney to do is I want them to start working on Star Wars What If.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's Visions.
No, I'm talking more, what if Obi-Wan turned to the dark side? Oh, with
or
Anakin?
Like, what if Mace Windu survived?
Yeah, what if Anakin, beat Obi-Wan in the duel and didn't need the suit?
What if Darth Maul killed Anakin as Qui-Gon and him were running through the desert?
I mean, I already showed you that one.
End credits. Movie's over.
Directed by George Lucas.
Really good. That's one of my favorite.
I mean, there's so many fun things you can do with that. You know, like, what if Palpatine didn't kill his master and failed and his master won?
Yeah.
Just fun things you could do with it. But that would be awesome. Speaking of Starkiller, Black Series is releasing some new figures. Yeah. So we do have a Starkiller one. He looks just like he does in the game. These are all $24.99. There is a Black Series Darth Vader from A New Hope as well. There is Black Series Din Djarin from Minds of Mandalore with the Darksaber.
That looks really good.
And Black Series R4-6DO, which is Greef Karga's little astromech that he sends the message to Carson Teva with. So that's your new Black Series update. They will be available.
Did you see today. The Halloween edition? Did you see the Wookiee Halloween edition?
No, where?
Black Series? Yeah, Star Wars, the Black Series Wookiee Halloween edition is only $10. Oh, it's on Amazon. Yeah, it was this article is from yesterday from comicbook.com. Star Wars the Halloween.
Oh, there's... Go ahead.
No, yeah, with the Halloween only days away, why not treat yourself to the Star Wars Black Series Wookiee Halloween edition figure that was released last year as part of the Hasbro's holiday lineup. And it's only $10 over on Amazon.
There's three more figures if you scroll down more. Yeah. R5-D4. That's Pelimoto's little buddy.
Yep.
Boba Fett Vintage Collection in his Tusken Raider outfit. And R5-D4 as the hero as well. They're two separate ones.
Nice. Man, there's some really good Black Series toys.
The Black Series lightsabers.
The Black Series Ahsoka lightsaber looks so good.
I want the Revan one. You have that one, don't you?
No, I pre-ordered it forever ago.
Where is it, Tim?
Is it out?
You might want to look at that. Did you get it on Amazon?
I would have. No, I got the Darksaber. Maybe I didn't get the Revan one. Maybe I tried and I wasn't able to.
I felt like you got it.
No, I didn't. I don't think I did. Oh boy. Now I need to go look and see if I did. Revan. Let me see.
It's sitting in Tim's garage right now.
No, I didn't get it. Okay. Whew. Oh, crap. I really thought I messed up on that one.
I got really excited that somebody owed you a lightsaber.
Someone still owes me a Mandalorian cosplay outfit. So.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, I haven't.
What's the status?
I don't fucking know. I've started leaving comments on all of his things, and people have started noticing because people start jumping in the comments because I do it on Facebook. So yeah, we'll see.
Come on, dude, just deliver the costume.
I have not publicly said the name of his company yet, but I'm starting to get out there when I comment on my Facebook page. So.
I mean, we've had two seasons of Mandalorian since you ordered this damn costume.
I know.
If Disney can film, edit, post-produce, and release two seasons of a television show.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm sure that this saga will eventually come to an end.
Give me the name, Tim.
I mean, I can give you the name, Kevin. I just won't do it on the show, but I'll give you his name.
Do it.
His name's Tim.
That doesn't help. We know too many Tims. I don't need more Tims in my life. I'm pretty set on Ben's and Tim's. Corey's. I don't need any more in my life.
There's a lot of them. Yeah, we do have
a
lot of them.
You are named that. Unfortunately, our friendship will not blossom because I'm capped. I've hit my limit on those three.
No cap. He's capped. Yeah. But he's not capping. All right.
I'm not capping.
Hey, he ain't capping, but he's capped.
Sean Levy gives optimistic update on his Star Wars film. So director Sean Levy, Stranger Things, Deadpool 3, is planning to direct a Star Wars movie in the future. Details remain slim. He gave a little bit of insight as to what type of project he might be undertaking in a galaxy far, far away. In an interview with Variety, Levy said that the president of Lucasfilm, Kathleen Kennedy, brought me on board to make a Star Wars movie. Her central mandate to me was, I want a Sean Levy movie, he said. I want a story and a tone that reflects you and your taste and what you bring to your movies with a Star Wars story. That made me feel extremely empowered. Levy added, though, that the work on the film was in its earliest days, unfortunately, because the development process was abruptly paused due to the strike.
Yeah.
But I feel empowered to trust my instincts in the development of the story and movie. He also compared the experience of working on Star Wars to working on Deadpool 3.
Oh, sick.
So that might be your dark Star Wars movie that you want so bad, too.
Well, we'll see how Acolyte goes.
Did you watch the bootleg trailer yet?
Let's just say I did.
I don't want to say you did because you'd be more excited if you did.
I haven't yet. Should I just watch it now?
Let's do it. Hold on. We're going to find a live reaction. I want to make sure this is the right one. I'm looking on my computer now. Give us 1 second while I find this trailer for Tim Chat because this is important. He needs to see it.
But I mean, like, it's leaked. It's not official. So, I mean, like, I don't know. I don't, like. Oh. Is this it? This isn't it.
No.
Could be it. Man, it's wild when fan stuff, like people that just make this stuff
Disney
for
might
fun.
Have scrubbed it.
It looks really Disney, good. Disney All right. Well, if somebody can find the trailer, tweet it at me. I'll watch it. But it's a teaser trailer. So, but it was leaked. You know, it wasn't even official. I mean, like, the only one that I've seen so far is Skeleton Crew. And that one looks really good.
The trailer teased me, just letting you know.
Well, I mean, that was the whole point of a teaser trailer.
I was very teased.
I'm glad you've been very teased.
I was super, super teased.
Oh, I found
by
it.
This trailer.
They showed it off at Celebration?
Yeah, it's a cell phone video.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Because it was available that day, and Disney got it in like 5 minutes. And then it leaked like last week or 2 weeks ago.
These are just screenshots of it. Oh. Looks good. It looks very High
Someone
Republic.
Find him the trailer.
Yeah, find me the trailer. I'll watch it.
Get on LimeWire. Let's do this.
I'm going to go to Pirate Bay and find the trailer.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Star Wars and Scotch. Tim and I, thank you very much for joining us on this wonderful journey through card games and Star Wars.
What a weird episode.
It was just us shooting the shit. And honestly, when we do that, people come back. They're like, you guys should just do it off the cuff more often. And riff you more, and me dude. Are like, you and me sit here the entire time with anxiety and go like, what are we going to talk about next? What are we going to talk about next? What are we going to talk about next? But they're like, oh, it's just two friends having a conversation about stuff.
Yep.
So they enjoy it way more than we do. mainly because of our anxiety.
Yeah.
But thank you for listening to Star Wars and Scotch episode 151.
Drama's fun.
Hey, check this out. There's an update. If you want to go watch Tim, you can do so on youtube.com/darkness429. That's where I recommend you watch it. But if you happen to be hanging out on Twitch, you go to twitch.tv/darkness429. If you're on TikTok, you go to tiktok.com/@darkness429. So plenty of places to watch Tim these days, and you should go do so immediately. Although by the time you hear this,
I'll probably be done for the day, but
be done. But you can come back tomorrow.
Or tomorrow. Yeah.
Either one. Tim, I heard you're almost an affiliate too on Twitch.
Kevin, I don't know how this all works. I've gone to my dashboard and there's like this little check mark stuff that you have to go through of like, you know, like the road to partnership.
They're achievements now.
Yeah, they're achievements now. It's so weird, man. You leave for 6 years. Also, everyone that's come to the Twitch stream, they're like,
wow, it's good to see you after 6 years. Where have you been? How was that vacation?
Everyone thinks that I just took a break.
Dude, when I did those few streams last year, people would come and they'd be like, Kevin, where have you been, man? And someone said, is Guardian Con still a thing? And I'm like, are you serious? That's so much bigger than me.
Also, a lot of people on Twitch thought that I just stopped streaming one day. I just got bored of it and just left. I also found a very small subsect of people that were very disgruntled about me going to Facebook. They're like,
I don't understand why you would have left. Like, it makes no sense to me.
Like, I got paid a lot of money to go. So
how dare you take care of your family?
It's been fun. I've honestly been enjoying every moment of this multi-streaming adventure. Like the streaming on YouTube and on TikTok was fun, but adding Twitch to the mix has been like so interesting because it's been really cool to see like old names that I recognize and also people who have changed their names. You're like, I remember back when you're playing Siege. They just kind of like go down memory lane and then you then have the people who are like, I don't understand why you would have ever left Twitch, like the diehard, like I bleed purple people. So it's wild. It's fun. But anyways, I've actually completed all of my things to become partner. But I can't actually apply. So I don't know. It's interesting.
Hey, Twitch staff that listens to the show, because I know there's like three of you. Help a brother out.
I don't care. It's whatever.
If you don't hear anything, I'll talk to Cheese. Cheese will help you.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. I'll get it.
He's got the inside track.
I'll make a tweet. I could make a tweet. But I'm letting it roll. It's only day three. Like, you know, I'm just going to see how the first couple of weeks look. And, you know, the only reason I'd ever become barter is to monetize. Like, that's really
Are your old emotes still uploaded to your dashboard?
I have them. Personally, I can use the emotes that I have there, but I have no way of looking where I could even upload them or delete them. I don't know where that is.
That's probably what's blocking your status.
There's all kinds of things that are just like, I got grandfathered in through things, and I just don't think that they were.
Is the person who shall not be named at Twitch, but we both know who I'm talking about, probably did something weird to your account because you were the first one to make the jump.
Oh, yeah. When I got banned. Oh, yeah. Them banning my account definitely messed things up.
Yeah. Yep. I have a feeling somebody needs to fix something.
Oh, yeah.
Twitch.
Anyways.
Maybe I'll stream.
Okay, Kevin. Twitch.tv/KMagic101.
This is my new shtick, Tim. Maybe I'll stream.
Nice. You're not gonna stream. There's no way you're gonna do that.
Do you think I could sell merch without streaming on the premise that I might stream again in the future?
Oh, that'd be sick. That'd be cool. You should do something like I'm waiting for K Magic, what, or something like I'm still waiting for Kevin to go live or something like that. Yeah, I would rock that shirt.
If you would rock, I'm waiting. I've been waiting. How many years has it been? 2020. I've been waiting 4 years for K Magic to go live again.
Yeah, something like that. I think that'd be fun.
Let me know. Let Tim and I know. But we're Star Wars and Scotch. You can check us out, Star Wars and Scotch or Star Wars and Scotch. Everywhere on the interwebs. Rate, review, subscribe, please. It helps us out immensely. We've really enjoyed doing this every week and hanging out with you all. But until next episode, episode 152, we will see you soon. Make sure you go watch Tim live. And Tim,
may the Force be with you.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.